The Eurovision Song Contest delivered a surprise ending over the weekend. Hundreds of millions of people watch this international music competition every year. It's known for pyrotechnics and ridiculous spectacle. This year's acts included yodel pop and a dancing man in an ape suit. So it was kind of a shock when the judges crowned this year's winner, a young man from Portugal who sang alone on stage without any glitz or flash. Here's some of his performance. Anastasia Tsiolkos of NPR Music is with us now. And Anastasia, tell us about who this guy is.
So his name is Salvador Sobral. He's a 27-year-old from Lisbon, Portugal. Very unassuming guy singing this very sweet and tender song. It's called Amar pelos dois, which means love for the both of us, love for the two of us. And it's this very melancholic song about lost love. And his stage presence is just as unassuming. He's sort of wearing these ill-fitting suit jackets and looks a little bit like he sort of just ambled up on stage to sing a little song. And it's a real contrast to sort of the Eurovision trope of big and glitzy and flashy and all the over-the-topness that has come to define Eurovision for so long.
When I watched him sing this song, it made me think of like Etta James or Edith Piaf or these great interpreters of sort of jazz music, which could not be farther from the acts like ABBA and Celine Dion that we associate with Eurovision.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's a certain timelessness to it. It's this very wistful song. I was thinking about 1970s love songs and, you know, film soundtracks. And it's just, it's a very different mood. And it's, of course, sung in Portuguese, which a lot of Eurovision winners and finalists are these big songs in English to reach as much of a mass market worldwide as possible. And here, this is a very regional song that reaches back to a Portuguese folk song tradition.
After he won, Sobral took the microphone and gave some pretty pointed criticism about the kind of music that Eurovision is known for. Let's listen.
I want to say that we live in a world of disposable music, fast food music without any content, and I think this could be a victory for music with people that make music that actually means something. Music is not fireworks. Music is feeling. So let's try to change this and bring music back, which is really what matters.
Thank you. So, Anastasia, how do you explain this hard pivot for the Eurovision Song Contest?
Well, I really can't except to say, wow, it's a really big pivot. You know, instead of being assembled by a team of hitmakers, it's a song written by his sister. You can't get any more intimate or warm than that. You know, this guy, Salvador Sobral, he was a finalist on the Portuguese version of Idol, like American Idol. And there's this very tender feeling to it, very warm and very sweet and very wistful.
And at the end, he took the stage once again with his sister Luisa, who wrote this song, and they performed it as a duet. Let's go out on this. Anastasia Tsiolkos, thanks as always.
My pleasure, Ari. Thanks for having me.